Good morning, everyone. It is 10:01. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is December 21. You can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to item number four on today's agenda is a discussion for possible action. This is a consideration and possible approval of the agenda for December 21. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use star six to unmute yourself or use the raise your hand feature. County Manager, do we have any changes to today's agenda?
Nope, looks good. Thanks, Chairman.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, anything regarding today's agenda?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, good. No.
All right. Should I entertain a motion then?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number five. This is for discussion and possible action. This is consideration and possible approval of the minutes for November 2, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for November 2? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No. Thanks.
All right. Would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our November 2nd, 2021 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number six is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't know what's the right way to deal with this, but the resolution 21635, which is part of this, the resolution that was presented to us, I believe, has previous year's dates on it. And so maybe I would just ask legal if we can address that in the motion to approve, or if we need to take it out of consent to do that.
I would pull it out.
Pull it out. You want to get is DA Loomis with us? Assistant DA.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm clear.
All right. I think you can address it in the motion to approve the consent agenda. Just indicate in that motion that as to item number three, that you're changing the dates on the resolution to this year.
All right. You comfortable with that?
I'm fine with it. I didn't see, there's nothing else that I want to discuss about it. So.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for catching that.
Yep.
All right. You have a motion?
All right. Yeah. This is Commissioner Mitchell. For the record, I move to approve today's consent agenda with the one amendment on item three of changing the dates to reflect the current fiscal year as needed.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number seven, which is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. This comment should be limited to the agendized topics. Is there any public comment this morning? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right along to item number eight. This is for discussion only. No action and no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And as usual, we will start off with the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff?
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a couple things real quickly. Start out with the warm and fuzzies.
We did our pictures with Santa down in Lockwood a week ago on the 11th, and then did the parade of lights down there this past weekend. Both events were well attended and seemed to be a big success in the neighborhood down there. So there's that. On a less than happy note, I want to mention the passing of Christy Ann Strange. Anybody who's been around for a while, Christy was involved with the library here in Virginia City in the 80s and 90s. It brought to my attention she passed away in Pennsylvania on the 5th of December, but she played a large role in our community for a lot of years. So other than that, since we won't be meeting again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the fire department, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. I'll make this brief. I do have some agenda items later on. However, we did just submit a grant to FEMA for almost $1 million to try to go after a new ladder truck for 71, so for the Virginia City area. Our current ladder truck's 1982. It's a bit dated, so keep your fingers crossed. There is a little bit of match on that, which we'll get to at some other future time. But we should know right around August, September of next year, if we're successful there. And then I did get our updated statistics, and I dated it back and went back to November last year. So these do not include December, but it's a good time to address it because we are approaching the end of the year. But I saw some really good trends within the fire district. And in 2020, our average time from dispatch to get out the door was 2 minutes, 9 seconds. And as of today, we've reduced that down to 1 minute, 38. So that's a pretty good turnaround. I'm very, very happy with my staff for that. That's a good improvement. That just means us providing our services sooner. And as well as that, also our average response times have reduced by 1.5 minutes for our residents and any other calls to service within our district. So these are all very good things that I saw jumped out, and I thought they were worth sharing to the commission here. And that's all I have, and I'll take any questions if you've got any.
Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for the fire chief?
No, thank you, Chief.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you for that report. Moving right along to Public Works, Jason Wersbicki. Is he with us today?
He might be up today.
Yeah, they're probably working on clearing snow. I saw him out there this morning. So we will move on to Projects Coordinator Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report today. I do have a couple of agenda items for Jason, which we'll be addressing later.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Communications, Becky Parsons.
Hello, this is Becky Parsons for the record. I do not have anything to report except for I've also been working on our data. And for medical in the first quarter of 2001, our response time to get that from the phone call to get dispatched is 2 minutes and 1 second to get it out the door. So that's actually pretty good because we're getting the vital information, we're getting the location, we're making sure that everything is there so we can get them to the proper place. So I'm also working on that data. That's all I got.
Thank you very much, Becky. Glad to hear the improvement. Briskly moving along to emergency management, Laura Mather.
Thank you. Good morning, Laura Mather, for the record. I just have a brief report for our COVID-19. We are seeing a positive trend within Story County. The week ending December 8th, we had one new case. The week ending December 15th, we had one new case. So with those 2 weeks of low numbers, if we, on our Thursday report, if we continue to have a low number.
Knocking on what?
Oh, yes. then we will be moved off the stricter mask guidelines that we've been under for a while. So fingers crossed on that. And yes, knock on all wood possible. I want to remind everybody with regard to COVID to gethealthycarsoncity.org, the COVID-19 hotline, 775-434-1988 for any questions, any information on the vaccines, the testing. We do have a vaccination event coming up on December 23rd from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Senior Center here in Virginia City. That's the end of my report. Honey Tapley is at another meeting. Stacy York and her team, they are delivering Christmas presents and a holiday meal to all homebound seniors. So that is where they are at today.
Great. Before you escape, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I do not, but thank you, Laura. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you for that report. The BCTC, Denny Dotson.
Hi, everybody. This is Kim Burciaga filling in for Denny Dotson, who's out. I am the new tourism and marketing manager. I'll give you a brief update. We just wrapped up a very festive and eventful, successful Christmas on the Comstock. Everything came together real nice. The saloon crawl was a success. We saw double ticket sales this year over the prior year. We had two Saturdays of high-spirited parade participants and attendees. We had spectacular fireworks show, a lot of buzz and positive feedback across social media and across the town. We had a merchant report that sales were as high as a 4th of July weekend. One of the highlights was the shopping spree contest, helped influence over $10,275 in merchant sales. So visitors were bringing in the receipts to the visitor center. Some of the individuals who came in, they had over $1,000 in sales in their receipts. And so we are excited about the turnout there. One visitor left and then came back with a part of the shopping spree contest. Next is we will be implementing a new point of sale system to create some new efficiencies and support strategies to bring in some new revenue here at the visitor center. And then a quick Piper's update. We're seeing events be sold out, specifically David John and the Comstock Cowboys, along with the children's craft event, Tidings and Tinsels. So that's all that I have, and Merry Christmas to each of you.
Thank you for that report, Kim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kim?
Nice report, Kim, and thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Lance.
Vice Chair?
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to all things water and sewer, Mike Nevin.
Thank you, Commissioners. I have nothing at this time to report, just here for a couple of the future agenda items, as Mike Northern had mentioned. So thank you.
All right. Fair enough. Moving on to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
All right. The Assessor's Office. Janice Seddon. Not here. Move on to the Recorder's Office. Marnie Hansen-Martinez.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. A quick update. We included a flyer in the assessment notices that went out last week. Pushing out our Fraud Guard service, which is a free service available through our website, where you receive a automatic notification if something records with your name on it. So we've been receiving a lot of positive feedback, phone calls and emails from people that have received that and signed up for it. So thank you to those folks for that feedback. And thank you to the assessor's office for working with us and getting those notices out.
All right. Thank you for that update.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the IT department. We have Tim Shropshire with us today. Tim, anything?
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a quick update for you today. We were able to start the tower construction at the wastewater treatment plant off of Six Mile Canyon Road. We were able to start that last week, and it's continuing on. We don't have an ETA for completion as of yet. Weather and mud is kind of playing a major role in how that progresses, but we are excited to be making progress, and we're hopeful that it can be soon. And that's all I have for today.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Moving on to human resources, Toby Whitten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report today.
All right. Moving on to community development, Pete Renaud.
Good morning, commissioners. I have no report today.
All right. Eric Schoen, community chess, Eric Schoen.
Yes. Good morning, Chairman, fellow commissioners, Eric Schoen for the record. Yeah, we've been elbow deep, knee deep in holiday food baskets as well as angel tree gifts. And I wanted to give an earnest thank you to the Story County Sheriff's Office and John Michael specifically. He took down all of the presents that we had for all the students at Lockwood Elementary, where each of the students received a warm weather item and a toy. So thank you to John Michael and Story County Sheriff's Office for helping to make that happen. We're basically past the deadline in terms of folks wanting gifts or presents. And we still have one more day tomorrow, though. So for some reason, somebody's in a lurch and needs some food or a present, we can still distribute tomorrow. But our office is closed down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be open again next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if somebody needed to circle back around with us on the other side, that would be possible, too. As a reminder, all the youth programs are closed this week, with the exception of the early child education program, which is still open today and tomorrow, and it'll be closed down next week. So basically kind of a skeleton crew until after their New Year's.
All right. Thank you for that update, Eric.
You're welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You as well.
Moving on to the DA's office. Assistant DA Loomis, anything?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. County Manager Austin Osborne, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple things. Just to let you know, the Christmas holiday party down at St. Mary's Art Center went really well. Had a really nice turnout. It was much smaller this year with COVID and all that, but we kept safe and good. A lot of different people showed up. So we raised roughly $250. That money went right into St. Mary's Art Center so they can use it for their programs. So they benefited from that. And the public was invited. There were a lot of members of the public there that attended and really enjoyed it. Without saying too much at this point, just to let you know, our James is doing well and he's on his way to better days. And if anybody has any questions about that, feel free to reach our office directly. Lastly, we are, for anybody in the Highlands that'll be either listening to this or reading the e-blast, we're working real hard with waste management at this point, myself as well as Chairman Carmona, to address the snow delays or the lack of pickup on certain snow routes. There's a lot of moving parts to this, but we will be putting a plan together with waste management starting today. And then we're actually planning on a virtual Zoom town hall of some type that we can communicate with people out in the Highlands that are concerned about this and want to have a chance to say their piece or hear what's going on. We'll be planning that here in the next week or so. So that's what's going on with these three things. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for County Manager?
I do not. Thank you, Jay.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Last but not least, our County Clerk, anything?
Yeah.
All right.
Yesterday afternoon, I formally submitted my letter of resignation to the County Commissioner's Office. My last day will be February 25th. It's been an honor. So, thank you.
All right. Maybe I should have not been so excited. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for staff and your reports. We will move back on to the regularly scheduled agenda, bringing us to item number 9, which is board comments. I'll start off with Commissioner Gilman.
So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My first comment would be reach out to Vanessa. My goodness. What a service she has been to our county through all of the years that I've been here. And I'm just going to tell her that she will be sorely missed in our community. I'm so sorry to hear about that, but I wish her the very best in her plans and her endeavors. And it would be the proper reward for a lady that's done a yeoman's job for Story County. I'd also just like to take, since we're having a meeting here late in December, been unusual for the past 8 years, but a Merry Christmas to all of our department heads and all of our Story County staff. What a wonderful adventure this has been with everybody. And of course, all the county residents, those that are listening in and those are not, but Merry Christmas to and happy years to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman?
Just a couple things I wanted to mention. I attended an affordable housing forum down in Reno a week or two ago. It was a really robust discussion. I don't know if any concrete solutions came out of it, but certainly there's a lot of discussion about it. And certainly something that we're discussing internally, as it's a concern I think affects a lot of different aspects of our community. Also, several of us got to attend the new and expanding companies presentation for EDON, and just excited about the continued growth, particularly with Nanotech Energy. They're going great guns and talking about co-locating with a bunch of different companies that are really cutting edge in that particular sector of power storage, batteries, and that kind of stuff. So I really feel like this region is becoming a hub for battery recycling and some cutting edge technologies. Did also have the opportunity to attend the memorial for former county manager Pat Whitten. There were some great stories told, and it was a really nice tribute. And want to add my thanks to Vanessa for all her work, and I'm sorry to see her go, and echo the sentiments of just wishing everyone. It's been a fantastic year, challenging in many ways, but grateful for all the hard work that everyone's put in, and send my best holiday wishes to everyone in the community. Thank you.
Thanks. I would like to take the opportunity to so I had the opportunity to be down in Lockwood for the Parade of Lights. It was nice to see the community come together. You know, it was a little bit small this year, but it was definitely full of festive feelings and joy. You know, it's been a rough year and a half or 2 years for a lot of folks. I don't want to get too deep, but, you know, I know there are some folks out there struggling, and please keep in mind that the county does have resources for those who are having troubles. You know, it's a festive time of year, but it's not like that for everybody. Don't be afraid to reach out if you need some help. The community chest is there. Senior center is there. You can reach out to the sheriff's office. I know they'll be able to direct you to some help if you need it, you know, and I think it's important to get it out there, because while we're all enjoying Christmas, there are a lot of families that aren't having a happy time right now. I was also at Pat Whitten's celebration of life. It was good to see some old faces. I didn't get to stick around as long as I would have liked to, but it was a good celebration. And as far as the clerk, caught me a little off guard. But thank you for 15 years of service. You will be missed, but we'll deal with that, I guess, in February a little more. I did want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year. You know, it has been, like I said, a struggle, but, you know, I am honored to work with the people that we have right now in Story County. I know a lot of the citizens don't really get to see it, but I'm fortunate enough, like, my fellow commissioners, to see the sheriff's office, the fire department, the rest of our departments and staff. Everybody is really just working as hard as they can to make this the best place it can be. And I think even amidst COVID, I don't know that I would want to be in any other county right now. I think Story County is probably one of the better places, if not the best place to be in Nevada. So with that said, that'll end board comments. We will move on to item number 10, which is a discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the Story County audited financial statements for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2021, completed by DiPietro and Thornton. Come on up.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. I'm here to let you know that the audit is over and this is basically our report card for how we did last fiscal year. And I'd like to introduce you to Joe Costanza. He completed our audit.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Just wanted to quickly go over the audit. There weren't many massive issues found this actually. There weren't many issues found at all in this audit. It was a pretty straightforward audit, and I'm happy to say we're going to get it done, hopefully, and approved before the end of the year again this year. The most important thing for the audit is there was a clean opinion. It was unmodified. We didn't see anything in there that we have to point out that was wrong with the financial statements. They're very clean, according to GASB. One of the things we did this year that we didn't have to do last year was we didn't need to do a single audit because of the amount of money you guys took from the federal government, went to over $750,000. The main drivers of that were just water and sewer. Each had funds that came in for projects that they've gone on to undertaken, and also just from the CARES Act alone, just went over $750,000. The single audit was also a clean opinion. And the one thing I'd say about the single audit was we went through the CARES information, and the accounting on that was extremely good. I mean, it was very, every step was there. It was very easy to go through, and I was very pleased with how it was. I know there have been some issues that I've read about where maybe the accounting hasn't been as clean. And I think you guys are in good shape if the federal government ever looks at it. I was pretty happy with what I found. So they did a very good job on that. Overall, again, you know, the county turned a profit this year. It was about 2.6, almost 2.7 million. 1.9 million came from the governmental funds and 750 from the water and sewer funds. One of the nice things is, I think when COVID happened, I think my feeling was I thought that a lot of places would have to kind of weather a storm out there. I think Story County, you know, maybe there were some negatives, and but there was no loss. There was nothing really that took the county back a step. Everything still looks pretty good. And I think you guys came out of this the other side looking in pretty good financial shape, which I think back March of 2020, I think everyone was afraid of everything. So, you know, knowing what we know now, I think you guys survived COVID pretty good, and hopefully the worst is through behind us. But I think everything looks pretty good. One of the things that's different on the financial statements this year, and I think a lot of people could have question, is there's a separate column on the financial statements. We have the governmental funds, the business funds, and then we have the component unit. That's the TRI GID. And the reason for that is because the board, their board is the same as the board of Story County. In theory, control can happen from Story County. So it does rise the level of a component unit. Now, once a unit like that becomes a component unit, as an auditor, I need to look at it and talk and see if there's any financial burden or benefit from that unit to the county. And at this time, there really isn't. So while it's there, we are able to keep it separate because it really doesn't add or subtract anything from the county. There's nothing there that is going to cause the county to have to pay bills or to actually take in money from them. It's almost separate accounting-wise because it's the same board. We do have to keep it together. Now, if something comes up in future years, that would be something we talk to the county board about and talk to all the lawyers and see if anything does arise. But at this time, there wasn't even anything to even question whether there's any issue coming forward, whether it would be a benefit or not. And I know that's been one thing as the talk was to go to that board. There was always a talk that you guys want to do everything possible to keep it pretty much a separate entity. They had issues getting a board and to help them out. But right now it is separate. There's no liability out there. There's nothing that the county's going to have. They can't call up the county tomorrow and say, well, you owe us for this. So right now it's there for information so people can see it, but it's not really included in the governmental funds. Couple other things I just wanted to go over. You know, each part of the year of the audit, we go through things and see what we can help you guys improve your financial systems. Some of them are things that we're just required to tell you, and some of them things that we think you really can do to make things more clear. The first one I set up here every year, and I tell you the first one, and I'm required to tell you. pretty much you are supposed to be doing your own financial statements, and then I review them, and then I say yes or no on the audit. Well, the size of this county, county your size does their own financial statements. It's a big undertaking. It would, you just don't have the staff to do it. So what we've always done is I've done the financial statements, had them checked by the county. I have to go get another third party to check them also. That's in governmental accounting, and that accounting wise and audit wise, that's a fine process. But technically it would be better if you guys do your own financial statements. So every year I'm going to sit up here and tell you that, but I am going to also tell you that every county your size hears the same thing. And this is common practice. You know, it's kind of like a Fortune 500 company is supposed to be doing, having all these controls to make sure there's no theft. A small mom and pop organization is supposed to be having the same thing. Now, I don't think you guys are small mom and pop, but it's the same thing where you can't hire the same staff that they can. And it's just not economical. I think you guys have put in a system where I'm not fearful that things are being missed. Like I said, it just creates more that we have to have more people look at it. The other thing I mentioned, this is one thing I think that I've seen tremendous progress, and I still see that there could be more, and that's just a month-end close. I think when I first started working, there was really no month-end close, and now it's getting better and better. And let me just give you an example of one of the issues that came up with a close this year to show you how it's a problem, but it's kind of, it's been dealt with to a point to minimize any big issues. And that's cash. Every month, the cash is reconciled from what's in the computer system to what's on the bank statement. So every month, and this is to the penny, it's done very well. But what the next step would be to take that amount and check where what accounts it's in Tyler. And the system has it in different accounts, and it's kind of in different funds. And the amounts in total are correct, but it would be nice to have everything kind of put into one streamlined process. Now, this year was a little bit more difficult because the comptroller's office took it upon themselves to keep moving towards that. So they fixed a lot of things, which made things better, and they're on the right path. And just when you're trying to fix things and get into the system, it's now all of a sudden there was a lot more activity there. But I know I was pleased that Tyler's been working with the comptroller's office, and they're getting to the point now where, yeah, all those funds, it's like I said, we know it's not material misstated because we know the funds are in the computer systems. It's just making sure they're in the correct account so that it's a really, really clean process. Because I think the goal is, like anything, you want someone to come in, not even have to say a word to them to say, this is right. They could just look in and say it rather than say, you just have to look at this and this, and it is correct. So it is correct, but obviously as an accountant, we'd like, you know, the board just to come in and say, oh, look at that. That's perfect. So I think that there's been incredible progress. And I think it's sometimes when you have progress, it's been a long haul, you know, road. And I think it's, sometimes I think that they don't like me because I say, you've done this good, now you have to do this. But I'm pretty pleased with it. I'm still going to bring it up. And I think at some point, I think pretty soon it's going to come off that because I think they've done a good job. Couple other things I just wanted to bring up. One of the things is sewer this year. They do have a loss, and a lot of that is because of depreciation of depreciating the plant. So it's kind of a loss that really doesn't mean much. But one of the things I've always looked at for you guys is cash flow. And what I've done is kind of look at the cash flow statement and kind of adjust it for any grants or for any capital assets you've purchased, because those really are probably one-time things. And this year, the sewer department did run at a deficit. It's the first time that it has, and it's really not in danger of going out of business. I mean, it has plenty of funds in there to even take that type of loss each year. But it's one of the things I just wanted to kind of bring up, that it was the first time I noticed it is that negative cash flow. As an auditor, we have to see if that means something's going, you know, out of business per se. We don't see that, but you know, it is something I wanted to bring up because I don't want to sit here and tell you it is going out of business tomorrow. I just want to, you know, kind of keep you guys updated. So am I worried about it? No, but it did rise to the point that I did want to bring it up during this meeting. Other than that, I mean, the income, everything, like I said, the audit looked good. The staff is really good to work with. It's Everyone's easy. Give me what I need. There's never been a pushback, which is always a nice thing. Everything has been, you know, a joy to work on. And like I said, the big thing I take from this is the COVID storm just never happened. The county was able to pass through it, which that was kind of, I think, like everyone's fear for a while. And I think that the county is in good financial position. One of the things you'll notice, it does have negative unrestricted assets of 2.2 million. But a lot of that is, as I've said in past years, it all has to do with the fact that you guys would have to fund PERS if it went out of business, if it went under. If you take PERS away, you guys are at a $43 million positive net unrestricted assets. So, you know, as I sit here every year, if PERS goes under, there's a lot of problems all over. I don't anticipate it. It's just, and it, you know, 10 years ago, it would have never been on the books, but they changed accounting to kind of make everyone put it on there. And this PERS and OPEB liabilities have been added. Are they realistic? No. Is it realistic to have nothing on there? Probably not. It's kind of an in-between, but I do think that negative 2 million is kind of a accounting trick. It's not an actual live number. I think that you guys are in good shape. Like I said, if you took out, you're looking 12 years ago, you were at $43 million. It's just a matter of different accounting rules. Us accountants get in the way of a lot of things sometimes. And other than that, I mean, I'd open up questions from the board. Or
sure. Thank you for that report. Is there any public comment regarding the audited financial statements? I'll go to the county manager before I go to my fellow commissioners.
All right. Thank you, Chairman. Austin Osberg for the record. So thank you, you know, for the audit, but for all these details, I just want to hit a couple points, starting with the CARES Act. Jennifer and Laura had, you know, we'd all been getting our guidance from the state and other entities on how to handle those funds, especially with the business grants. And I want to thank both of them for coming to me. And they weren't really, they're less than satisfied with the recommendations they were getting from various groups on how to handle the money. And they both wanted to tighten down the accounting and make sure that that money's being accounted for properly, but at the same time, get the money out to those folks that needed it. A lot of work went into that, a lot of conversations. And, you know, here it shows up in the audit that, thank you, you know, that it's reflected that we use that money responsibly, regardless of how quickly it was supposed to go out. And I just want to, for the record, with the auditor, when we talked about the GID Board of Ex Officio Trustees for the Tri-Center or Tri-GID, you were very clear that the board of the GID is completely a separate entity from the Board of County Commissioners. It would only be the individual people that happen to be the same individual people serving on both of the boards. I do think it's important the record and the minutes just reflect that, that they are completely separate. They even know that it is a component unit in the audit, that there is no implied blending or county involvement whatsoever in that matter. Is that correct?
That's correct. And then, you know, it's kind of, accounting is kind of strange. We have a, it's a small line. No one's ever going to see it. Like we said, the term is there's no financial benefit or burden put on the county by that, that component unit, which typically when you have a component unit, you know, even if it is a separate board, because it's the same people, it would go in that whole governmental line, like I said, and you would never see this off to the side. A lot of counties have it, you know, Washoe has it for trucking metal fires. It's just a completely different, it's, you know, an entity that's connected, but at this time, there's really no, you guys aren't getting, you don't have, you're not going to get their money and you're not going to pay any bills for them. It's just completely separate. And like I said, it's a year to year thing. Obviously I don't ever, I don't anticipate, and I know that talking from everybody, it's always been something to keep separate. But right now there's nothing even out there that's even close to making any type of financial burden. They consider themselves separate. You know, I know the board considers them separate. They are not the same legal entity. It's just because the board members are the same. We have to put it on there. The nice part is they changed it a few years ago because there were a lot of situations like this where just, you know, it just makes sense to have the same board. But because we're able to look at it, and it's something I had to look at as an auditor, and I was pretty convinced that there is nothing. There's no financial burden. There's no financial benefit. They're just completely separate right now, financially not really connected. They're kind of like the financial statements off to the side. You know, they're there, but they're not really part of the county.
And then lastly, Mr. Chairman, if you're fine with it, just as a statement for those folks that are listening, if you remember the town hall about how the water and sewer funds are paid, they're enterprise funds. So, you know, they are paid from the rate payers of Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City, not through the general fund and other means. So the comptroller and us, we're looking at ways to create planning for the sewer fund in the future. There's different things that might be able to be done. Don't know what they are at the point, but I just want to remind us all about that, that it is, you know, a lot of infrastructure being put in with payback that's required for a very small number of participants, meaning people on the system, creates a difficult situation to be in. But we'll come up with a plan and be back by the board. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to public comment one more time before I go to my fellow commissioners. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mr. Costanza or Comptroller McCain?
Oh, no questions, Mr. Chairman, but a sincere thank you and an appreciation for the great job that the county manager and Jennifer and her staff are doing. I've seen such wonderful growth and care and information that's coming out of our county. They've done a wonderful job, and I think this report reflects that. It'll get nothing but better, but we're in a better position this year than I think I've ever seen from the standpoint of reporting and balancing and following the fiscal management protocols that should be done in a county. We have a lot to be thankful for and very proud of that group. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman.
Yeah, I'll just echo those thanks, Mr. Costanza and Comptroller McCain. Appreciate the clean bill of health and the update and make sure that we're on the right track.
The risk of sounding like a broken record, thank you. Thank you to you, Jennifer, and to your staff. I know it's been some hard work, but obviously I think Mr. Costanza has reaffirmed that you are on the right track and you have kept us on the right track. So thank you for that hard work and to your staff. So thank you.
You know, can I bring up one more point? Because I'm an accountant, not a public speaker. And, you know, this is good news. So I'd like to bring it up.
Go for it.
One of the things was a few years ago, as I told you, I have fine things in the audit. And one of the things a few years ago was we had a big issue with the ambulance billing. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, wasn't the best system that had been put in. This past year, they've implemented a new system. And I can't tell you how much of an improvement it is. And to see, you know, as an auditor, to see steps being made of specific things you mentioned, it's a really reassuring to see, you know, it is a growth of the financial reporting. But I just wanted to say that ambulance, the new system and everything has been a night and day over what they had in what you guys had in the past. You guys had cleaned up what you had in the past, but now going to the new system, it has been night and day. And, you know, it's always nice to see improvements like that. And I just wanted to make sure I told you I had it written down here. Like I said, I'm an accountant. I'm not the best public speaker. So I just wanted to make sure I just wanted to get that in before.
Thank you.
Told me to go.
I figured since you were here and the IRS agents weren't, we were probably in good shape. But I do appreciate that. I'm sure the fire chief appreciates hearing that as well. So thank you. Not seeing any public comments, any more public comment. Not seeing any more questions from my fellow commissioners. Vice Chairman, you want to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby approve the Story County audited financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you both for being here. And we'll see you next year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to item number 11. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration, approval of Memorandum of Understanding modifying the solid waste collection franchise agreement between Story County and Waste Management of Nevada, Inc. to establish and reduce Sunday trash collection rates for commercial customers in Virginia City and Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, from December 1, 2021 through the remainder of the franchise agreement term as presented during this agenda item. Austin?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So there's been some issues here in Virginia City and a little bit in Gold Hill with Sunday trash pickup service with waste management. The request has been for us to do something to help these businesses in town with a reasonable type of memorandum of understanding or negotiation with waste management to address this. So we had been working for about the last year kind of back and forth on ways to address this, to try to create something that waste management will accept, but also something that's proper for our businesses. So what you have here is a memorandum of understanding. Waste management has agreed to it, been going back and forth. It would basically be to get rid of a 6-day trash price schedule with Sunday as a separate rate and just go to a 7-day trash schedule. So there no longer would be a Sunday rate. It would just be $38 and change for every month. If you're a business and you choose what day of the week that you would like your garbage picked up, it's either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday or Sunday. That is it. It's pretty simple, not a whole lot to it. This could result in thousands of dollars of savings with some businesses with multiple garbage cans reportedly paying thousands of dollars for a Sunday pickup alone in their trash scheduling. So we hope this will be helpful. We'll get a chance to test it out between now and the end of the contract in 2024 to see if it works. There is a designated driver that resides up here on the Comstock, or at least works up here in the Comstock, would be able to be the person doing this service. So I think at this point, just going through a couple of my notes, it does apply, of course, only to commercial uses in Virginia City and in Gold Hill. And I think that's about it. I'm happy to address any questions you have. And I want to thank those businesses here in town that reviewed the language and provided their real life boots on the ground perspective as they are actually the ones experiencing this matter. Thank you.
Thanks, Austin. Is there any public comment, public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to add or chime in about?
Nothing, thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
No, I think this will be great. We could just given the flow of business and the generation of trash throughout the course of the week, I think this makes a big difference in making sure we can get it out of here after those busy Saturdays without an undue burden on the businesses. So
indeed. I don't have anything for you, Austin. So with that said, entertain a motion.
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the memorandum of understanding modifying the solid waste collection franchise agreement between Story County and Waste Management of Nevada to establish and reduce Sunday trash collection rates for commercial customers in Virginia City and Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, from December 1st, 2021 through the remainder of the franchise agreement term as presented during this agenda item.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks for your work on this, Austin. All right. Item number 12, recess to convene the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 13, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of costs associated with an upgrade to the water filtration plant, SCADA system, and Gold Hill SCADA. Total cost upgrade not to exceed $65,000. Mike Northen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator, sitting in for Director Wiersbeke. I'll start by saying I apologize. I'm not very familiar with these systems, so I'll be leaning on Mr. Nevin to answer any questions as they may arise. Director Wiersbeke did provide me some text here, so I'll just read through that. Item 12. Given the age of our computer equipment at the water filtration plant, we are starting to see end-of-life events. The commission approved a few months back for us to replace the failed PLC, or brain, for each of the three filters at a total of $94,170. that is still under construction and should be ready to install just after the new year. Then our two CL17s are dying. Our existing controllers do not work with the new model CL17s, so those had to be upgraded as well. They are the chlorine monitors that help run the plant. We are in the process of replacing those now at a cost of $10,300.98. Now on to this item. The computer and server system keeps crashing due to its age. It cannot be upgraded and is still running Windows 2007, which is unsupported. Sierra Controls has proposed that we switch to a cloud-based system, which will allow us better remote access along with security and other features that would entail more constant budgeting going into the future. We normally have a yearly service contract with Sierra Controls that currently runs $17,300. It covers keeping our existing equipment functional, software, and preventive maintenance to the system. Then there's two options here. Option one is for us to upgrade our server and PC at a cost of $44,208.28, which would still require the yearly maintenance agreement of $17,000 and increasing each year. Plus, we would have to upgrade those about every 6 years. Option two, which is the staff recommended option here, Sierra Controls is proposing to move us to cloud-based SCADA system at $51,939.80. This would be the most beneficial in the long run because it would lower our yearly maintenance contract to $8,950.80 for enhanced remote access, software licensing, cloud hosting, reporting, alarming, along with many other things, but best of all, increased cybersecurity. This project would take approximately 6 months to build and to move into the cloud. In the meantime, Sierra Controls will be doing everything they can to keep us going. Again, our equipment has aged out faster than anticipated. Once we move into the cloud-based system, if approved, we should be good to go with the computer equipment for many years to come with minimal costs.
And that's it, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding item number 13 and the new proposed computer system?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike Nevin, for the record, thank you for the opportunity. I'll just chime in a little bit here on the SCADA system. SCADA is the critical infrastructure part of the operation that is required to run all of the functions in all of these water and the sewer plants, both Virginia City, Gold Hill, and then, of course, the water treatment facility. Yes, indeed, equipment does age out. And I concur with the findings of fact here provided to you from the Sierra Controls that the best option is to go to the cloud-based system. I think it will allow for many, many more years of support and get rid of some aged equipment that currently exists at the water treatment facility, and that's the server portion of it. So that's, you know, to go to the cloud-based actually going to be saving a considerable amount of money. As far as the Gold Hill, of course, that's a new facility. When we did the construction down there, part of the contract included putting all of the brain, if you will, the SCADA brain system incorporated into that facility. So the proposal in front of you includes the integration of that system into the total SCADA package. So all of the facilities would be able to talk to one another, and it makes the job of the operators much, much easier. Not doing so possibly could, if there was an issue, something failed there, it didn't alarm, the operator wasn't aware of it, it could cause compliance issues on the state and federal level. And I think we need to avoid that at any and all costs. So unless you have any additional questions, that's my chime in on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any other public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm fine. Thank you, Jay.
As a ratepayer, Vice Chairman?
as a ratepayer, I don't want to do anything. But as a commissioner, I think what may, this is a pretty obvious choice, especially since the additional cut between the two options have been presented to us. The additional cost of the cloud-based system is recouped within the first year, and so with the lower maintenance contract, and then over time, you know, the offset will continue. So I think it's the right way to go, and we need to get it done.
All right. I don't have any questions for you, Mike or Mike. With that said, Vice Chairman, to entertain a motion.
Yeah. My Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the upgrades to the water filtration SCADA system and the Gold Hill SCADA in an amount not to exceed $65,000.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you to both Mikes for being here to provide information. Moving right along to item number 14. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. Providing an update to the board on testing and monitoring equipment needed for the new Gold Hill sewer plant. Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, this is just a statement provided by Director Wiersbicki, informational only. Now that the Gold Hill sewer plant is online, we need testing and monitoring equipment for compliance. So a spectrophotometer for water analysis, a chlorimeter, testing reagents, portable water quality meter, pH meter, controller, dissolved oxygen sensor, heater, and materials for a small lab/office cabinet and a water heater are in the process of being purchased for a total of $16,500. That's the end of the statement.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the update. Any of my fellow commissioners have an update? Have any questions for Mike?
No questions, thank you.
No, thank
you. All right. Thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Item number 15 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 16, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of grant easement to NV Energy across property believed to be owned by the county near the entrance to the Silver Terrace Cemeteries to provide electrical service to the Comstock Cemetery Foundation building at the entrance to the cemeteries. Assistant DA Loomis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Set out on the agenda, this is designed to allow the Comstock Cemetery Foundation to have electrical power to their building at the entrance to the Silver Terrace Cemeteries. And in order to accomplish that, Sierra Pacific has asked that the county grant them an easement across some property believed to be owned by the county. Because of the title issues that exist up there, I've amended the proposed easement to say basically two things. One is that we're making a quitclaim of whatever interest we do have, if we have any interest across the property, to Sierra Pacific. And the second thing is that the end of the grant of the easement, I'm saying that if somebody does establish a superior title to that of the county, that Sierra Pacific will not bring any claims against the county. Other than that, this provides an easement for the provision of electrical power to the Comstock building there at the entrance. That's all I have.
Thank you, Keith. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Keith?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
So Mr. Loomis, just to make sure I understand. So basically it's a quit claim style easement, so to speak, because we can't be 100% clear that there is no one else with a beneficial interest in the property.
That's correct.
Great. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for Keith. With that said, would you entertain a motion?
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the grant of an easement to NV Energy across property believed to be owned by the county to provide electrical services to the building owned by the Comstock Cemetery Foundation at the entrance to the Silver Terrace Cemetery.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. We're going to take a 10-minute recess. We'll see you all back here at 11:10.